So I'm like, ah, oh, because my internet's not so fast. So I'm like, oh man. All right. So howdy, folks. Welcome to the Nameless Geek Podcast. I am Alan the Alan. Joined with me is the man they call Surge. Say hi, Surge.
So guys, how's it going? Thanks for listening again and not tuning into BBC Radio. I don't know why I said BBC Radio, but there you go.
That was a little shout out for our overseas listeners, our listeners across the pond, if you will. Sorry about
Yes, Canadians are awesome.
Canadians are awesome. Sorry about the tea. We'll send you a reimbursement someday. So, well, and also, hello to our very first podcast in June. Happy summer vacation to all the kids out there. So, as always, we'll start off by going over our week. So, Serge, how was your week? What did you do? What did you watch?
It's good. I don't think I've started watching any new episodes. Everything's still the same. Still watching all the same animes. World Trigger. How to Pick Up a Girl in a Dungeon. That's pretty much it. I have decided I'm gonna try to go to Anime Expo in a month. Last minute. So let's see how that goes.
Anime Expo. Now that's not the same as Fanime. What is that?
Nope, that's LA.
Oh, that's LA, Los Angeles. For those not in
I think
California.
it's literally, I was gonna say, I think it's literally a week before San Diego Comic Con.
Well, ain't that a
I
coinkydink?
need that fix, man.
Need that fix. Need that fix. Only been a few weeks. Need that fix. All right then.
Dude, you know what I'm talking about.
No. Hey man, you'll ride that Kawaii Dragon as far as it goes. Guess I'll go over my week. Actually saw a lot of stuff. I started and finished an anime called Watamote. You ever heard of that?
No, I want to say I do. I have, but a lot of anime sound the same nowadays.
Then let me explain the premise. The premise, I think the English part is, the English translation is loosely, it's guy's fault, I'm not popular. It's an anime about this, very introverted chick basically she's introverted and her various attempts to either become popular or simply to talk to other people.
Huh.
Yeah.
I think I've seen the cover, and I think, wait, is it a full season already, or is it
It's a full season, 12 episodes.
premiering one?
No, it's a full season, 12
Seen it.
episodes. Yeah. You seen it?
I think I've seen the cover. I haven't seen the anime, but I've seen the cover.
Yeah, so that stars the girl is small, messy hair, one eyeball with like tired lines on it.
Yeah, I've seen the cover. It just didn't catch my attention.
Anyways, I watched it. I liked it. I especially liked the intro. It has a bomb intro, man. Like, if you're gonna, even if you're not gonna watch the anime, go look for the Watamote intro. It's very cool. And so I watched that, finished it. It's great. I also started, and got through most of an anime called, My Love Story. Have you heard of that?
I've heard of a lot of animes, to be honest. I need to like Google them.
All right. This is a newer anime. Exactly, it's not even done yet. It's on episode 9 this week. Basically, it's an anime about this really big, like, dude. Like, really big, like, built like a football player almost.
I've seen them. Yeah, I
Yeah.
just Googled the episode, the anime on Google Images. Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah. And he starts, dating this, very cute, girl. And she's the first girl that's ever liked him, 'cause most of the girls that he encounters like his best friend, who is this really handsome looking dude. And it's a very cutesy anime, and that's sort of the appeal of it. I liked it. I liked it. I started reading the manga like that as well. I'm looking forward to seeing where it goes. It's one of those animes that surprisingly even though it's about a relationship, there's no bad feelings involved, you know? Like most anime that have relationships sort of deal with stuff like jealousy or possible cheating or junk like that. This one's not. This one's very lighthearted, not, well, yeah, lighthearted, positive anime. I liked it. I liked it. I look forward to seeing the rest as they come out. Yeah, I also been playing more games. I've been playing this game called Legend of Mana. It's a PS1 game I found on the online store for my PS3. It's one of the games I bought a long time ago during one of their sales. PS, people out there's a Capcom sale on PS3. Go look for any game made by the company Capcom, excluding some of the Street Fighter games, are now on sale, like ridiculously low prices. I got the Devil May Cry Collector's Edition, three games for only $10.
Wow, that's pretty cheap.
Yeah, but that's for later. Right now, I'm playing Legend of Mana, which is an RPG sort of, but with beat 'em up controls. So for those who don't know, a beat 'em up is where there used to be a lot in arcades, like the Simpsons arcade game. So you know you're a little guy, you're going left or right, walking and then attacking people in a horizontal axis. So it's not 3D, but it's the closest thing they had at the time. And that's the controls for this RPG. It's not like a, you know how like in a regular RPG, you start out as one character and then you go from town to town collecting a group of people and then doing like this big story, right?
So, Pokemon.
Yeah, basically. But in Legend of Mana, instead of doing, the big story with a big group of characters, you're just one guy or a girl, and you're just doing a bunch of side missions. So the whole game is just side missions. You know? There's like 70 side missions. I'm about halfway there. And you get to choose which ones you're gonna do. You get to choose what map you're gonna use. And you only get one character. You only get one character you control. And sometimes other characters will join you, but then they'll leave. They're not, you don't have a party. It's just basically you. And it's a cool game. If you're thinking of getting it, do not play it without the guidebook, because a lot of the missions are not straightforward. They don't give you instructions, and a lot of the maps are easy to get lost in.
So is there like any actual point in the game, or is it just like kind of arcade, not really arcade style, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's you know what? Arcade is kind of a good way to, as though it's almost like the arcade RPG, because there's not the backstory is that you gotta revive this tree by doing side missions. But yeah, there's not really a point. Like, even your character doesn't have a name or an actual story. Some of the side missions connect, so like five side missions will be part of one larger story. But yeah, there's not really a point. Like, there's no final boss. There's no Bowser or anything.
There isn't really like a goal.
No, not really. I guess your goal is just to make enough, do enough missions to unlock the final level. Yeah, but it's sort of, if this was for a like a Nintendo DS or a PSP, where you can like you just play a mission, then save, and then quit for like a week, and then go back to it, that'd be it'd be perfect for one of the for handheld. It's perfect for that. As a console game, take it or leave it. I'm liking it, but that's just me. And that's yeah, that and I've been getting through a lot of Spider-Man. Quick review on that. Getting through a lot of Spider-Man. I'm in issue 300-ish. Getting close to the Clone Saga. Look forward to that. But that's what I did for my week. Yeah, that's what I did.
So, just while we're still on the topic for games, what game have you played that you would say had the hardest controller, like the like it had the hardest to learn controller?
Oh, the hard, though, like what? console had the hardest controller, or what
Well,
game had harder, like, mechanics, like, control scheme?
mechanics, yeah, control
Okay.
scheme for mechanics.
Ooh, okay, that's a hard question. Let me see. No, maybe. I would have to say either Madden or my one of the newer wrestling games. Yeah.
Really, Madden? I honestly thought Madden was one of the easier ones to learn.
Well, I
But I
guess
guess that
not.
just depends on like what kind of games you play.
Yeah,
Yeah.
because I don't play a lot of sports games, and so Madden, I'm never quite sure what to do in it. And I guess the same thing goes for the wrestling game, because the wrestling games, there was a for the WWE wrestling games, right? They do it every year, but around 2009, 2010, they switched their control scheme. So a lot of the moves were transported to the analog stick instead of pressing a button. And that was a very hard to learn. But most games, it just depends on getting used to it. But that was definitely a learning curve. What about you?
I'd have to say Assassin's Creed.
Yeah?
Like I don't do a lot of what would Assassin's Creed be considered, RPG?
No, it's more of a stealth game.
But yeah, Assassin's, I wouldn't say it's the hardest to learn, but it took me the longest to get used to it. 'Cause all I really do is first person shooters. So just going from like pushing the stick and then like just rotating and shooting, you're only really using max 3 to 4 buttons. But with Assassin's Creed, you have like creep, you have to jump up, and you have to, yeah. Assassin's Creed took the longest 'cause you had more free rein in the actual game platform.
But yeah, I think you got it right on the head. It depends on the type of game that you play. Like, for example, I'm not a big first person shooter guy, right?
Yeah.
The only first person shooter I actually own is BioShock. So when someone let me play their copy of Resistance, you remember Resistance?
I think so.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I couldn't get past the first level because I kept running out of bullets. Because that's how I play. That's how I play. Because in BioShock, in BioShock, you learn not to shoot everything because bullets are scarce. But in Resistance, I thought, hey, this is a shooter game. There's gonna be a bunch of bullets all around. Turns out there wasn't. So I ran out very fast. I also didn't know how to switch guns. I also did not know how to switch guns.
Yeah, everybody has their niches. Mines are just first person shooters. I'm slowly turning into role playing games, but it's yeah, I've just gotten finally tired of first person shooters. It's fun, don't get me wrong, but with all the little kids that get the games and they just get so annoyed and they start talking shit, it kind of kills it for you.
Oh, yeah, that reminds me. But on Legend of Mana, actually, that's funny because just 2 days, I've been playing this game for 2 weeks, right? But
Yeah.
just 2 days ago, I learned of I discovered a way to unlock special abilities. 'Cause you know how in RPGs, one of the thing is you level up and you unlock a special move or something, right?
Yeah.
But in this game, you don't do that. You don't level up and automatically unlock something. You have to get good with a certain weapon. And I didn't know this until 2 days ago, is that you also have skills that you have to unlock, like jumping, crouching, and stuff like
Oh,
that.
cool.
Yeah, so you have to unlock those skills first, and when you do that, you can unlock weapon skills. Like if you unlock running, then you can do like a running slash automatically. Yeah, I didn't know that. I barely learned that 2 days ago. So, most, I'm gonna say this, most games, most people can get good at them. It just takes like a few while to sort of get used to the controls and stuff. That and fighting games. It took me a long time to learn how to block.
I
'Cause I'm
never learned how to block, as you can remember from our arcade game.
Yeah. I don't know, man. You beat me that first time.
I'll push you, that's because I wasn't blocking.
Yeah. 'Cause, I don't know, blocking's a long time. It took me a long time
But to
to
be honest, that blocking move on the arcade thing does not seem like a good thing. You just like slightly push the button back.
No,
Like
you
you push too far and you go like walking back.
Well, yeah, that's what you gotta do. You gotta time it. But we're not gonna dis I don't think we should discuss the intricacies. How do you say it?
Intricacies.
Intricacies? Is that it?
I think it's intricacies.
Eccentricity? Whatever. We're not gonna talk. Let's not.
The details. Let's just go with details.
Yeah. Let's. Yeah. Yeah. But you say you're going to RPGs. What RPG are you playing?
Would BioShock be considered RPG?
No, that's a shooter.
Oh, I don't know.
Like a horror shooter.
I guess I'm not really. I don't know. I guess I'm just starting to go away from shooting games. I guess RPG wouldn't be the right thing because I haven't really found my next niche. I guess what is it? Is it Skyrim or Skyrim?
Skyrim.
I guess Skyrim. Would Skyrim be considered?
That is an RPG, yeah.
Okay, then yeah. I guess I'm starting to get into that then.
Ah. Ooh, good. I've played that. That's a long game, dude. That gets your.
I
That's one of the
know.
games where you get your money's worth from that game.
I got it for free.
You got it for free?
It came included with the Xbox.
Well,
So
then
it's not
good.
really free, but you know what I mean.
Good for you, man. That's a quality game right there. Exactly, it has to do one of the topics of this week. So what do you say we use that to segue into our topics?
Nice use of segue.
Thank you. So, today's topic, Serge, did you have anything to talk about today, this week?
I have a couple things. Give me a minute while I switch over to my links.
Okay.
Because I was shopping for books on Barnes & Noble because I just remembered my email account.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, well, this one's a twofer since we were both going to bring it up. A rumor has been going around on the internet that a old school movie that I'm assuming it's loved by most geeks is going to be supposedly remade or it's in the talks to be remade. And one of the actors is The Rock.
The Rock, much beloved Rock, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, going to remake. What is the movie he's going to remake?
Big Trouble in Little China.
Big Trouble in Little China. And for those who haven't watched it, what's the premise? What's the plot of this beloved classic?
Truck truck I got tongue-tied. A truck driver by played by Kurt Russell. It's Kurt Russell, right? By Kurt Russell is driving through, I guess, Little China. I never, although I'll get back to it. He's driving through Little China, and as I guess his truck gets broken down or it stops in the middle of a fight between two different gang wars. And I guess one of the gangs has supernatural fighters that it's led by, what is it? How would you describe the leader of the antagonist in the movie?
I could not describe it because I've never watched it.
You've never watched the movie.
No, so I'm waiting for I'm riveted by this
Are you
this
serious? You've
description.
never watched the movie?
I've never watched it.
Dude, what is wrong with you?
Well, what can I say? The closest I ever got was that one with babysitting. What's that one with babysitting?
Adventures in Babysitting?
Yeah, that's our Kurt Russell too, right?
I don't know, dude. I don't think he was ever in that.
All right, 'cause that's the one I thought they were remaking. So I'm actually very riveted.
So anyways,
So.
Kurt Russell, he's driving through Little China. There's like little small mini arcs within the movie that just introduce characters that later become main characters, but I don't remember them all. But anyways, he's in between a gang war and his friends there, and one of the gang wars is good people and the other one's the bad people. And the bad people have like three, four undead ghost humans that are like ninjas and shit. So like they start shooting electricity and killing the other people. And their leader, I guess, is like an undead mummy ghoul demon. So his truck gets stolen. So he gets mad and he's like, "Oh, I'm gonna go, get my truck back and steal it back." So he tries to do it and he gets his ass kicked while inside of I guess a what would be the correct word? Brothel?
Okay.
And so he's like, "Oh, screw it, I'm done." And then his girlfriend gets kidnapped because the dude needs a virgin to become whole again because like, apparently he's only young for like 5 minutes out of every day. The rest of the time he's like a dead, crippled ghost. So he's back in. So the old dude, I don't remember what the old dude's name is. He's like, "Okay, let me go help you guys." So he starts like pulling out potions and stuff, and he has like a little mini army, and it's just funny, dude. You need to watch it. The only movie I can compare it to, it's kind of like an old school version of Kung Fu Hustle. but not, it has like the same feeling. It's like a funny B movie, but it's still pretty good.
All right. So what's your what is do you have a issue with the People's Champion, the most electrifying man in entertainment, leading the remake of Big Trouble in Little China? 'Cause from your description and from my liking of The Rock, I am looking forward to this.
You know what? It's I don't want to say I don't look forward to it. I have nothing against it. If they make it, sure, I'll go watch it. It's just it for me, it's one of those quintessential movies that there's nothing wrong with it. Like literally, like I can rewatch the movie over and over again and I'll never get tired of it. So like it's like going to a restaurant and eating something nice and it fills you up and it's very tasty. So like, why would you go somewhere else and try to do it again? Like, it's just, it doesn't die for me. So like, I'm all for it if it happens, but I'm not against it. It's just, I don't really see why they should remake it.
All right, I feel you. I feel you. I feel the same way if they were remaking, like, Back to the Future or something.
Yeah, like, you're not against it, you just don't really see a point for it, right?
Yeah. All right. So what do we got next?
Let's see, I have, let's see, that takes that one. My computer's freezing. Marvel announces Deadpool versus Thanos.
Deadpool, is this a movie or a comic
Comics.
or? Oh,
Comic,
okay.
yeah. So it says that Deadpool is gonna team up with Thanos to find Death.
Okay.
So it's kinda like a buddy cop movie, but it's Deadpool and Thanos kinda looking for the ex-girlfriend while fighting each other.
Now that would be interesting because I think there's a few comics where Deadpool actually has killed Thanos.
I kinda look forward to it. Like, I
Yeah,
never thought of it, but it seems like a funny, good idea.
Yeah, sounds like a cool idea. I bet by the end she's dating someone else.
I think it says it's gonna be like a 4-issue series.
Yeah,
So.
I can see. Yeah, it's probably gonna happen at the end. Just a sort of, like a jab at the
Yeah, I've
two
been
idiots.
meaning to get into Deadpool because there's like a lot of storylines. It's like when you get in and you have a lot of heroes that you want to get into, there's just a lot of storylines to try to catch up on.
Yeah. You'd be best just to look for like a top 10 list and like do like the first three or four.
Unless you get one, what are those comic book or stories, the ones that have the whole thing in it called?
Bundles? Chronicles?
It's like, for example,
Archives?
no,
Omnibuses?
TARDIS?
Omnibuses.
Anyways, like for the Green Lantern, the shoot, what is it? The War of the Lanterns? They got all the
Yeah.
comic books and they just put it in one book. Isn't that called something specific?
Oh, the trade. That's a trade. A trade paperback. But
Yeah.
that's just for, it's one storyline. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that would work. And then another article I have, Marvel's in planning for Phase 2 on Netflix, because Daredevil did so well, they kind of want to include more heroes into it.
That actually goes to with one of my stories, which is Jason Statham of the Transporter, and I guess the Expendables for you kids out there, there's rumor that he may be joining the Marvel Universe,
I don't.
possibly as Deadshot, a Daredevil villain.
I don't like him in as a Marvel hero. I just don't
What
see
the?
him. He.
Not Deadshot, Bullseye, Bullseye, a Daredevil villain previously played by Colin Farrell.
Yeah, no. It
No?
doesn't work for me. And again, this might be just because he's been typecast, maybe a little bit too much for me. It's just for like all heroes or even
Villains?
villains, you kind of, there's like a feeling behind him, you know what I mean? And I just don't get that. He's not a hero and he's not a villain. He just seems too ironically hardcore for the Marvel Universe. Or any universe. DC, Marvel, whatever.
I've seen Jason Statham play a bad guy. I think he could pull it off. I forget the movie. I think he was, damn, it's like some funny title, but I don't remember it.
I don't know. I just can't see him. Just like I can't picture whoever's playing Batman right now.
Ben Affleck?
Yeah, I just can't picture him as Batman either.
I can see, I've seen him in the pictures. Do you think Jason Statham would have made a better Iron Fist? No?
Nope.
I think he kind of would have. Except, no, I think with his work on Cranked, I think he could have been a funny Iron Fist.
I don't think so.
I think it'd be cool. I would like him better in DC doing something over there, but I think it'd be cool. He'll be cool in Marvel.
Well, ironically, since Netflix is kind of trying to determine how they want to go with Phase 2, they have a list of heroes that they're most likely going to do, but they don't know if they're going to do it as individual storylines or together. But it's going to be Luke Cage, Iron Fist, Elektra, maybe Ghost Rider, and Blade and Punisher. But they're not sure about the last two because it's kind of more supernatural, and they don't want to go down that road.
All right. So what was the first one? Luke Cage?
Yeah, Luke Cage.
Okay, Luke Cage has been, yeah, Luke Cage is already gonna be in them. He's gonna be, yeah, but I'm surprised Elektra, that's surprising. And so is, honestly, so is Ghost Rider.
Well, it says
Like,
they're kind of do it like the Avengers, where they do all of these, because they say they want to lead up to the Defenders, which I've never heard
yeah.
of.
No, yeah, the Defenders are basically the Defenders are an Avengers knockoff. And yeah, I've heard of it. But yeah, I heard of it last year. It was gonna be Daredevil, Luke Cage, Jessica Jones, and Iron Fist.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm like, okay, I understand Punisher because a lot of people want Punisher with Daredevil. I want him too.
I'd watch Punisher.
Yeah, and Elektra, you know, that sort of makes sense. But Daredevil, but Ghost Rider, really?
Yeah.
Ghost Rider's a freaking demon. But they won't put Blade in. That's weird.
No, they would put Blade in. Blade's on the list.
Dude, they just have Wesley Snipes as Blade.
You know, ironically, I think Jason Stainless would have been a good Punisher, now that I
Good
think about
punish?
it.
He doesn't have enough hair.
Really?
Maybe he did it all bald. But he's English
He was
too.
in an explosion. When you're in an explosion, you don't expect hair to survive.
I don't know. Sometimes he's English, or not. He's also English. But I guess he could just fake an accent. Plus, the Punisher didn't talk a lot, so he could sort of fake that. I could maybe see it. I don't know.
I mostly say because of his build. He's just built
This.
like the Punisher. You know what I mean?
Maybe. 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 I always imagine the Punisher is like a bigger dude. Like, mostly because I've seen that. You know that the movie, Punisher War Journal?
Is that the animated one?
Or War Zone. War Zone. No.
I hated that movie. It was so hard to watch.
You hated Warzone?
I hate it because it was dark. Like literally, the movie was in dark.
Yes, he was sorry. But didn't you see him blow up these two parkour guys with a RPG?
No, I don't remember. It's been a while since I've seen this. I don't remember that part.
Oh, that's the best part. Oh, okay. Okay.
To be more exact, that movie annoyed me because I couldn't actually watch it because I didn't know what the hell I was watching because it was dark.
Right, that's a fair point.
Just.
It was poorly lit.
You know, Ed, just what we saw on the subject, you know what the worst lit movie is? Alien versus Predator. Is it the second one or the first one? I'm not sure if there's
Is it
a
the one
second
that
one.
takes place
And
in a
like,
pyramid or
yeah,
something?
like in the Arctic or whatever.
I think that was the first one.
That is the worst lit movie ever. Like literally in the entire movie that I think is like an hour or 2 hours, there's only like 10 minutes where I can actually see shit.
You got a point there. You got a point there. All right. Huh. Poorly lit movies. All right. So what do we got next?
Marvel Comics is gonna do a reboot, kind of like DC's New 52. Yeah, I don't know. I've seen some of the images. Some of them look cool. I'm a little iffy about some of them. I guess one of the main changes that people are on that there isn't a lot of info yet. They say that there's gonna be a big change to the Hulk.
A big change to the Hulk. Oh, okay.
Bigger than Thor.
Bigger than Thor, so it's gonna be two women.
Isn't there already a Hulk woman?
Well, there's She-Hulk.
Well, yeah.
And there's also Red She-Hulk. There's gonna be a third She-Hulk. Purple?
Wait,
Gray? A gray female She-Hulk. There's not a gray one yet.
Well, technically the Hulk was gray in the beginning, but that's way back when.
Yeah, but there's no female Grey Hulk.
I was gonna say, so is Red She-Hulk and normal She-Hulk two different people, or is that She-Hulk
Yeah,
changing colors?
no, it's yeah. Green She-Hulk with shit. Where is she in the movies, damn it? She's her his cousin, and Red She-Hulk is his girlfriend who did not show up in the Avengers movie, and we're gonna pretend we're gonna pretend she doesn't exist.
So are like all Hulks related in some way? Not necessarily related, but like,
Yes, they are.
fuck.
And Red Hulk, which is also rumored to show up in Captain America:
I
Civil
heard.
War,
I've read that. I looked into that.
is the bad guy. It's his girlfriend's dad. He's the guy trying to get him.
But so he pretty much just screw, not necessarily screws everyone, but that's pretty much what he does.
Well, sort of. The Red Hulk did it on purpose, and I'm not sure how She-Hulk got. She-Hulk was an accident, and I'm not sure about Red She-Hulk.
Again, just imagine this explanation. Yeah, all these Hulks, who are these? She's my cousin, cousin's brother, girlfriend, dog walker.
It's a whole family.
Yeah.
All right. So, actually, on the Marvel news, did you hear that they're planning on sending all the X-Men to another planet?
I have not heard that.
The planet called Fox Owns Us Land.
Son of a bitch. No. Well, maybe.
No, but seriously, that's the plan. Like, after this whole Secret War stuff is done, they're gonna send the mutants to a separate planet, except for probably Wolverine, 'cause he makes money. But yeah.
That's kind of fucked up.
That's kind of fucked up. And of course, the Fantastic Four are no more. And yeah. That's kind of messed up.
I don't know. There's a lot of thoughts on that that you can take it from. From just like the pure entertainment television standpoint, I kind of have hope because if Fox has it, Fox have it, they might try to do a TV show, maybe.
Well, they're talking about making a New Mutants TV show or a movie. One of the two.
Yeah, so I'd look forward to that from a comic standpoint. I don't know if it, because I'm not that, I don't want to say I'm not that into comics. I'm like very, how can I put it, focused on certain heroes, because it's just there's too many heroes and there's too many arcs to follow. So I'm not that complete on the X-Men. So I don't know if it would really change things, because
Well,
I don't know how merged they are with other arcs.
on that note, I, as a giant X-Men fan, and actually X-Men is the only comic I actually follow from Marvel, like monthly, because I'm more of a DC guy. No, not really. Historically, they've been kind of doing their own thing. Like it's only very, very recently that they've been doing stuff like X-Men versus Avengers and stuff.
Yeah, like as far as I know, they only have or they only do cameos, right?
Yeah, like except for Wolverine, most there wouldn't be an actual change. It'd be the same damn thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I honestly think, and this is like, maybe it would be cooler as long as they still stay within the same universe. I think it'd be cooler, because
Yeah.
then now it'd be like Planet X-Men or
Yeah,
Planet
yeah.
Mutant. So I kind of look forward to that too.
Yeah. Let's just all be happy that they're not being put into an alternate dimension where they just don't exist in the regular one. Yeah. Of course, people are just people and sort of me, mostly angry about it because this is a very transparent let's make the company more like the movies and let's push all the characters we don't own, to the corner. But yeah. Like if it wasn't for this all movie stuff, no one would care. No one would actually care. They'd be like, "Oh, that's a cool change."
They wouldn't care as
Yeah, as
much.
much. That's a better point. And I guess while we're on movies, let's talk about Hellboy, which was a comic
Oh my
first.
God.
The Ron Perlman, Mr. Ron Perlman, really wants a Hellboy 3. He wants the trilogy to happen, and he's asking you, the internet, to make it happen.
So for it.
So for it, yeah? I thought the second movie ended it pretty well. People were pregnant, they quit. Aw, happy Daffy.
I don't know. I just felt that it was like 80% there.
Hey,
Yeah, so I think a third movie, well, it's not needed, it'd still be appreciated, and it'd still be cool.
I guess I support it more if they didn't get Del Toro to return just to finish the last movie. Like, I'd be down with it. If they got someone else, I'd be less than thrilled. 'Cause, I mean, technically, Hellboy was one of the better, at least Hellboy 2 was one of the better superhero movies before this, before the giant explosion. So, you know, if they get Del Toro to do it, I'll be down.
I honestly, as I love Hellboy, I really do, but Abe Sapien is like just 1% on top of him in my favorite book.
Yeah?
I don't know why. It's just, it might be because of his goggles and stuff. He just seems slightly cooler than Hellboy.
Hey, we're all allowed to have favorites. We're all allowed to have favorites. And also on Ron Perlman, who not only is a fabulous actor, also a well-known voiceover person. He was the voice of the Lynch King in Adventure Time, and also the introductory voice of the Fallout series. Serge, have you ever heard of or played any of the Fallout games?
I think I have. I actually need to Google it. I think. Do they make one for PSP?
No.
Then no, I haven't.
All right, then this is gonna be news to you. But last
Fallout
when
4.
Fallout 4, that's right. Last Wednesday, they announced there was the trailer for Fallout 4, and it's rumored that it's gonna come out either this year or early next year. It's made by the same people who also make Skyrim. So, Serge, what do you know about Fallout 4? Or Fallout for that matter, the whole thing.
Nothing.
Nothing?
Yeah, I don't know much of it. I've been meaning to play it because it looks like a shooting and it looks pretty badass and I love post-apocalyptic games. It's just I don't know that much. So my question is, was it like at 3, was it done? Was there like in discussion of 4? Because even I'm not a Fallout fan, but I saw it everywhere that it was a big thing that Fallout 4 was coming out.
Yes. So, let me give you a quick introduction to the series. Fallout 4, Fallout, the whole series is about the post-apocalyptic future in an alternate timeline. Basically, during the Cold War lasted longer than it should have, ended with all the bombs dropping. Big nuclear apocalypse, about 100, 200 years later, you star as a vault dweller, or basically one of the people that went into the radioactive vaults underground. And in Fallout 3, you played as one of the people from Vault 101. This is the version that is currently available for 360, PS3, and PC. And this is also the newer version of the gameplay. It's a shooter. It's a first-person shooter. You can play it as third person, but I recommend first person. It's actually a first-person shooter open-world RPG.
Wow.
So, yes. So your character does level up. He gets stronger. He gets special, not moves, but special perks, like, you know, increased damage or the ability to talk to someone better, stuff like that, right? And the premise is, you're a new guy, you're a newbie. You go into this new world that's just bombed, destroyed, and your goal is to survive. You're thrown out of your home, and you basically gotta go, okay, you can go this way, you can follow the main story, or you can go the complete opposite direction and see what's out there. No one's gonna force you to do anything. Bullets are scarce, armor is scarce, weapons, degrade. So if you got a favorite gun, right?
Yeah.
You can only use it a certain amount of time
Oh,
before it
that
breaks down.
sucks.
But you can steal guns from people you shoot and repair your gun. 'Cause there's a bunch of bad guys in this world. You know, 'cause it's basically Mad Max the game. You know, there's gang members, there's drug addicts, there's monsters, there's evil soldiers, all that fun stuff. Yes, but yeah, the gun thing takes a while to get used to, but after that, after a certain point, you kind of like it.
It keeps
And
it fresh.
it keeps it fresh. Basically, it keeps the
Yeah.
challenge alive. And it's a incredibly fun game. It's one of my favorites of all time. Definitely one of my favorites of the last generation. And the last one took place in DC. There's actually two games that came out last year. There was fall last cycle. There was Fallout 3, and then which came out in 2007 or 8. And there's also Fallout 3 New Vegas. So Fallout 3 takes place in DC, right? And the DC area. And New Vegas takes place in Vegas. And it sort of depends on which one you want to play. I'd recommend Fallout 3 only because New Vegas, at least for consoles, is very buggy. It's extremely buggy.
What do you mean by buggy? Like lag, or is it
No,
like
like bug,
glitching?
like there's glitches. There's a bunch of glitches in there. Cause Fallout 3, like because it was there the longest, the game developers, did enough patches for the console version. But if you play on PC, you're not gonna have a problem because PC people have a bunch of mods and their own community patches for that.
Do people use these bugs to exploit on this? Wait, does it have multiplayer?
No, it's not multiplayer. That's one
Okay.
of the big things. Yeah, that's one of the big things that I really hope they actually add it, is that Fallout, the Fallout, after Fallout 3 and also Skyrim, they're big open world games, right? They're like basically mini MMOs. But
Okay.
the one bad thing is that you can't play with a friend. You cannot play with, it is a singular experience. You can't just get someone from across, the internet and have them pop in. There's no co-op.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, that really does suck. The company that made the game tried to do a Skyrim MMO. That failed because that's not the point. They don't want to play, people don't want to play that type of game. They want to play, the regular games but with their friends.
Yeah, I mean, I think even BioShock does co-op.
Yeah, the I think yeah, it does. I think yeah, but it's the one of the it sort of balances out because it doesn't have co-op, but you can get like people to follow you, you can get a dog, which is pretty cool, named Dog Meat,
That's fucked up.
after Mad Max's dog, and a bunch of other stuff. It's really fun. I'd recommend it. You can probably get it right now for like $10 or $9 online, but it's a long game. Anyways, Fallout 4. It's gonna come out. I've been looking forward to it. This actually may be the game that makes me finally buy a PS4. And I saw the trailer. Did you see the trailer?
I have not seen the trailer.
The trailer, it's brighter. It's very colorful. One of the big, criticisms from Fallout 3 was that it was very gray. It was very gray and green. Yeah, 'cause the world was bombed, right?
Yeah, I
So
was
there's
gonna
not a
say
lot.
that.
Yeah,
Yeah.
so there's not a lot of grass.
There's that. Oh.
But this one looks very, it's brighter. It kind of looks like BioShock Infinite, actually.
Is that the last one that came out? I
That's the
think.
last one that came out in the
Yeah,
sky, the
like
last.
that. Yeah, I blame that. That one's pretty cool.
Yeah, it has this, 'cause Fallout has this sort of 1950s retro kind of design, futuristic retro thing. Yeah, the graphics, a lot of people say it doesn't look, the graphics aren't the greatest. 'Cause it kinda looks like a glossy PS2 game. But that's mostly because this game is so big, the graphics aren't gonna be, they're not gonna be amazing.
There's
'Cause,
gonna be a little bit of lag there.
yeah,
For, yeah.
not lag, but there's gonna be a downgrading of graphics. 'Cause they focus more on the giant world. 'Cause this world is big, man. This is like GTA 5 times 2 big.
Wow.
Yeah. And you're on foot. There's no cars in this. You're on foot.
Can you ride anything?
No, but once actually in Skyrim you can ride a horse and a dragon with a DLC, but in Fallout you can't. But once you get to a town on foot, you can just fast travel between the two locations. So, basically the equivalent of going from LA to San Diego and then going back and forth in a snap. So once you get to a place, you can go back automatically
Oh,
without
that's
having to
cool.
travel there. Yeah. So yeah, 'cause that kind of encourages you to travel to new places, and experience new things, but without punishing you by making you go everywhere on foot. So, it makes you explore the game basically.
Assholes.
No, actually, that's part of the fun of going through, because there's random people you can help out, and there's random stuff that happens. Basically, anyways, clearly I'm a giant Fallout fan, at least Fallout 3 onwards. I'm looking forward to Fallout 4, and yeah, I hope it's great. I hope it's great. Any things to add, Sergio? Sorry that I went on a
For video games, I don't think so.
little fanboy rant there.
I had a couple of fights, but they escape me right now.
Well, if they come back to you, oh yeah. Also, there's a fun YouTube series for Fallout. It's a fun fan-made thing. I think it's called Nuka Boy. I'll put it on the Facebook in case anyone wants to see it. And then I guess Serge, unless you have another story, I got one.
I have, ironically, I don't think we've ever actually mentioned this before, or maybe we have. Me and Alan are like, I'd say we're big Doctor Who fans. Alan
Yes.
more than me, because you waited, what, like 8 hours in line to actually be in the 50th, was it the 50th year
It was the
anniversary?
50th anniversary at Comic-Con, and I also watched every episode.
Yeah, he's like, he's pretty up there.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if you've seen this, but Moffat, is it Moffat? Moffat?
Yeah, who
Oh.
knows?
Yeah, anyways, one of the producers slash directors, I think, of Doctor Who, he still feels haunted by the guilt of reversing the Time War outcome.
By reversing the time, he still feel guilty about that?
He's kind of on the borderline. He feels bad because he screwed people over, kind of. Because, like, people were just used to Time Lords are gone, and now they're kind of back in a little loophole. But he also doesn't feel bad because he's like, if the Doctor was real, this is what he would have actually done, which makes sense.
Well,
So, like, I don't know how to feel for him. Yeah.
yeah, yeah, I can see on one part it's sort of this big story that has sort of influenced like two whole regenerations, and it's sort of taken back. But on the other hand, hey man, time travel, what are you gonna do? I bet the biggest way he's gonna fix this is by doing some sort of consequence for them coming back. Like if they ever come back.
I think he's been setting that up for a while now.
Yeah.
The consequence.
Yeah, something bad's gonna happen when they come back. Something, like maybe the doctor's gonna be banished again or something like that.
I don't know.
Or maybe they'll finally turn out to be the Weeping Angels, man. What the hell?
Yeah, that one's weird.
Dude, I want that. Dude, that's my favorite theory, that the Time Lords are actually just, are the Weeping Angels from like the future past. That's the theory I subscribe to.
But yeah, I like the 50th anniversary. I the whole reversal of the Time War, I think, well, a lot of people, I feel slightly pissed off about it, not like kind of, because I'm used to it. That's kind of what you were used to coming up watching Doctor Who, but I also feel like it was needed, because as much variety you get in the episodes and everything, like under the whole thing, there's still that small thread of how stuff stays the same.
Yeah. Plus, you couldn't have in the movie, there's a point where all three doctors are gonna blow up the planet. And you can't really have that in a Doctor Who episode. But the one thing someone actually pointed out to me is that the Ninth Doctor, right? He gets kind of screwed out of all of this. He gets screwed the most, 'cause he has to live with the idea that he actually did it. And everyone else, from the 10th Doctor, 11th Doctor, they get to like, even the 8th Doctor, they get to live knowing that they didn't do it.
Yeah, that kind of sucks.
Yeah, so he gets stuck being like the emo kid forever. Which sucks, 'cause he's my favorite Doctor too, but what are you gonna
How long was, well, that's a stupid question.
do?
How long was the Ninth Doctor, like an actual Doctor Who years?
It was only like a year.
Huh.
In Doctor Who, like in the show years, I
Yeah,
have
like,
no idea.
yeah, I
Like
think
he,
it's like 200.
I maybe,
Yeah, 'cause.
cause he, I know he went on the first episode, right? He
No,
disappears. Oh,
I was
sorry.
wrong. I was thinking of the 10th Doctor. That's
Yeah.
when he's about to die. So he
Yeah.
starts popping out and in other stuff. He starts mentioning a bunch of stuff he did while he was gone.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, actually, in the Ninth Doctor, the very first episode, right?
Yeah.
He tells Rose says that she's not gonna go with him, So he disappears for like a minute, for like a second, right? And then he
Yeah.
comes back and he says, "Did I mention it's a time machine?" And then that's when she goes in. But so there's that small gap in time where he went and did a bunch of stuff, because you see in the episode pictures of him from the past, and in the first episode, in the very first in the show, it's implied that this is right after the movie, like this is right after he got regenerated, because he's checking himself out. He's got like new teeth, big ears, and then so there's a small gap where he did a bunch of stuff. So we don't know how long he spent, but probably not that long. Maybe like 20 years or something.
I think I'm out of stories now, yeah.
Yeah, because the doctor just like does stuff when he's not with people. Like we think he's spending like all this time with them. He's spending like maybe compared to him, he's spending like relatively like maybe an hour with them, and like 20 years by himself. Yeah, it gets confusing when you really think about it.
He's a weird dude.
He's a weird dude. That's why we all love him, man. That's why we all love him.
I find it funny how naive he is a couple times. Like when they kidnap Amy Pond and they're trying to figure out how she would have a baby that's part Time Lord. Yeah.
It's especially weird because he's been a father before, so he's like, he knows how it works.
You know what's funny? I was talking to my sister the other day about you've probably seen this Doctor Who on Disney XD now. So we were like, she's like, well, I wonder why they picked that doctor specifically. I'm like, 'cause I guess supposedly that one's like the most friendly doctor, which kind of makes sense, 'cause what was it, the 10th doctor? That was the one where Amy Pond comes in, right? Or is
No,
it 11th?
that's the 11th. My dude, I'm like, why don't they put the 11th in there? 'Cause the 11th is the most kid friendly.
The 11th one is the one with Amy Pond, right? I was gonna say, 'cause she comes out kind of slutty in the beginning yeah.
I guess that's why I was just gonna say that she wears the shortest shorts that she can. But yeah, there is the first series with the 11th Doctor. The storyline is that Amy is running away from her wedding, and she tries to
She tries to jump the doctor.
yeah. So yeah, I guess that's why. That'd be it.
I mean, you don't really pay attention to it unless you're actually looking for it. But if you go back and rewatch it, there's a lot more dirty insinuations in there after that.
Yeah, you know what? You're not wrong. You're not wrong. In the
Even
le
after,
in the
yeah,
second
even after
season,
Rory
there's that
joins,
yeah,
yeah.
and then in the second episode, in the second season, it's all that baby, and the baby disappears. I guess it'd be a little too intense for even for an older audience, for older kid audience. 'Cause what's
Yeah,
the worst thing that happens in
jeez.
the 10th Doctor? There's
Which one was the 10th Doctor again?
David Tennant.
Well, isn't that the one that's the one they're using?
But what's the worst thing that happened with him?
Nothing? Like, to be honest, a lot of the episodes aren't that dark compared to the first one.
Well, there's the one with the
And
devil. But then you just cut that out.
still not that dark.
Dude, that freaked me out, man.
Still not that dark. It's not that. Well, he's not general. Well, that's one episode. The other doctor, the first one that came out, he's generally darker. Because he's still going after the war.
And he swears a lot. Well, he swears more.
Yeah, but you kind of see why they chose that doctor when you really think about it. Which is funny.
Yeah, you got a point, man. You got a point. On weird choices, here's one for you. James Wan. See how I did that? James Wan, director of Furious 7, the most popular movie with the number 7 attached to it, is going to direct, not rumored to, actually going to direct, been announced, it's official. He's going to direct Aquaman.
The movie?
The movie.
The one with Jason, not Jason
With
Statham's,
Jason Momoa.
yeah.
Yeah.
I look forward to that.
Yeah, what do you think of the choice, man?
It's a good choice. I don't see anything wrong with it. He's done a good movie. Good job on stuff, on movies.
Director of one of the most popular movies of the summer, one of the most profitable movies of the summer. Furious 7 is right up there with Ultron and luckily, yeah, just that, those two movies. Is there any other popular movie in the summer? Like money-wise? This
I
summer?
have no idea.
Yeah, I think those two are the biggest, like the biggest money makers. Cause Furious, Mad Max, as good as it's been rumored, it's not as big as, it could be. So yeah, one of the most profitable movies this year, that director, making Aquaman.
You know, ironically, just because we're talking about money-wise, one of the reasons that Hellboy, they don't think Hellboy's gonna work is money.
Money.
Because I think the budget for the first one was 25 million,
Really?
I think.
Only 25, huh?
I'm guessing on the number, but anyways, the budget was 25 something, and they only made about like 10 plus in profit.
No. Oh, wait, and
Yeah.
profit. Okay, yeah, profit.
Yeah, so, and then the second one, I think the budget was twice as
Yeah.
much, and they only slightly made more than like 10, 15 in
All
profit.
right.
So for the third one, they're guessing that the budget would be like 3 to 4 times as much. So it'd be like 100 something in whatever budget. But again, it wouldn't make that much money. So it's just for like a studio to put out that much money to not get that much profit, it's just not worth it for
Ain't
them.
gonna
So
kickstart
that's one
this.
of not like Joe Dirt.
Wait,
Have you ever?
they're kickstarting Joe Dirt?
I think they kickstarted Joe Dirt, or they will just kickstart Joe Dirt.
Oh, I'd watch another Joe Dirt movie. I like the first one.
They're making a second one.
Yeah, I like that.
I think it's gonna be direct to one of these streaming ones though. I don't know if it's gonna be Netflix or Hulu or Crackle, but they're making a second one.
That'd be cool. So, back to Furious 7. Did you actually watch that movie?
I did.
I did not.
Twice.
Twice!
It took me,
The
yeah, because the first time I went,
Sergio recommendation.
the first time I went, the fire alarm went off, so we only got halfway through it. So they had to like, by then we were already like annoyed because it was like midnight, so we left and then we came back with my friends and we rewatched it again from the beginning. Because it was free anyways, they gave us a refund, so.
Well, so twice and a half, not really
I guess like
twice,
one and a
one and a half.
half.
Still, that's quite a long time. So, I have not seen Furious 7, and nor have I seen anything from James Wan. So, as the resident James Wan expert, what should we look forward to in this Aquaman movie?
Actual storyline
Okay.
and like actual action that makes sense, that they don't do it just for the sheer amount, sheer effect of it, like the Expendables for they did it for humor. It's a good movie that has, and it just makes sense. Like it seems like a regular storyline for Aquaman.
For Aquaman.
Oh, yeah.
Here's my worry about this, all right? Not knowing James Wan, he could be great. One of the, actually, so this is something that Joss Whedon said at Comic-Con during a panel. He said that even a great director, right? If he
Yeah.
doesn't have a good handle on the character and the story, he's gonna drop the ball. Like in The Incredible Hulk, right? The Hulk, the not The Incredible Hulk, the first Hulk. It was made by a guy named Ang Lee. Ang Lee is the same guy who directed Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. Now,
Good movie.
good movie, exactly. Great movie, Oscar winner. But his Hulk movie was horrible. Well, horrible to me, like a
But
C
yeah.
plus. So James Wan, I'm not sure how much he knows about Aquaman. I'm not sure how much he'd be willing to learn about Aquaman. So I'm kind of scared that it's gonna be not as great as, 'cause he's a good action guy, and he's also been in and from what you tell me, and also from what I know about him in terms of his other movies, he's done some horror movies. He's a good story guy, like an
Yeah.
emotions guy. So I'm not sure, but I'm still not sure how good the Aquaman movie is gonna be,
He, well, if, I mean, just to add to it, he does have a little bit of leeway because there really hasn't been a live action Aquaman movie.
That is true.
There was that one pilot
Yeah.
with that one dude that played Arrow in Smallville, but not a lot of people know about it, and even if they do, not a lot of people have actually watched it.
Yeah, that is true. That is something that is to his advantage, which is outside from animation. There's nothing. He's gonna be the first guy to touch Aquaman. He's gonna be the first guy to touch Aquaman. Hey,
That sounds.
in terms of movies, so he this is gonna be he's gonna be the defining. He's gonna make the defining Aquaman movie by default, which is something that the Incredible to go back to something the Incredible Hulk had against because the Hulk movie, the first one. Was had it ha was doing a lot of references to the old 1970s TV show. So I feel that that was the standard. So Aquaman is sort of has no standard. There's no real standard except for that one animated movie that just came out. There's no movie Aquaman. James Wan is making the first movie Aquaman. He can make whatever he wants. And plus, I'm pretty sure that Warner Brothers is gonna be looking behind his shoulder a lot, at least for Aquaman. 'Cause, you know that rumor that says that DC is sort of letting their directors do what they want, right?
No, I haven't heard about
That
that.
that's the rumor that 'cause Marvel is very controlled. They're very regulated in terms of what they can do. 'Cause now that it's making a lot of money, of course they're going to be careful. DC, what I hear from Warner Brothers is that they're being a lot more relaxed with what they let their directors do. It's they're calling it a very creator-driven franchise.
Yeah, never heard about that. Makes sense, but I never heard about that till now.
Yeah, like, cause Marvel has Kevin Feige who's sort of overseeing all the phases, and Warner Brothers doesn't really have that one guy that's overlooking all the movies. There's like Zack Snyder, but he's sort of he's because he's making because Zack Snyder's making his own movies. He can't really oversee, he's not going to be overseeing Wonder Woman or Static Shock or whatever. So there's that question of whether James Wan is going to be if he has too much control, then I feel that the movie's going to spiral. Or it could be the greatest movie of all time. I don't know.
I think unless the movie sucks, like Green Lantern, on average you're gonna have a okay movie.
There's the standard right there. Filmmakers of DC movies, make your movie better than Green Lantern. There it is. Better than Green Lantern. That should be on every director's contract. Must be better than Green Lantern. Or you will be docked pay. Yeah.
You know what I wish would have happened?
What?
That they would have hacked the Green Lantern movie like they did for the interview. Not that it would have happened, but hopefully there would have been. Now it needs to be a good movie just to screw them over to prove a point. Yeah, because that movie was horrible, and I'm a Lantern fan, dude. It was pretty
Yeah,
horrible.
the movie was bad. I did like the director's cut,
Still
but
pretty
only
bad.
barely. Yeah, it's not a good film.
Yeah, have you seen the animated ones?
Yes, I have. Those are better.
Way better. Even his small cameos in the other animated movies are still way better than the live action one.
All right, that is. Do you have another story? 'Cause that's all for me, man. That's all the stories I got.
I was gonna ask you because you've seen Hellboy. Have you seen the animated Hellboy movies?
I saw the one in Japan, and that's it.
The Sword of Storms? That one was good. Yeah, the Hellboy animated movies are pretty cool too. I like any movies where they explore more of the universe. But yeah, that's pretty much it for me. I don't have any other stories.
All right, then. Well, we're at an hour. So do you want to finish or do you want to try a random topic?
Where would you get a random
I
topic from? Do you have
I
any?
write them down when I think of them.
Okay, yes, the random topic. Well, what would be the random topic?
Let's see. I got two random topics here. Either your favorite fake sword in fiction or shows you never finished. Or You know what? Games you never finished either.
I do
Games?
games.
All right. So, games you never finished. Serge, are there any games you actually never finished?
There is one
All
game,
right.
and it caused me anger management
What
classes.
is it?
Not really, but like I broke a Game Boy.
Whoa, wait. You broke a Game Boy.
Yeah, I broke a Game
All
Boy.
right.
Yeah.
What is it? Which one is it?
Luckily it was an old Game Boy, so like I didn't really lose anything. It was I got a Lord of the Rings game for a, was it a Nintendo? It might have been a Game Boy cartridge, like an advanced
Okay.
cartridge. And I got it for my birthday. I could not get past the freaking level.
Okay, so what was the gameplay type?
It was kind of like role playing game. So you kind of did the storyline, but you kind of had a little bit of free rein into it. And I got up to, I think it was the second movie, the one where they're going through the mines. So I was at that point in the game, and I could never get past the mines.
Oh, why? What was so hard about it?
Because part of the way to in the gameplay, you're in the mines and you have to collect what's the word, like tiles that are on the floor. So and the doors are locked. So the way you open the doors is by I don't remember. I think you have to like match the tiles to the words on the doors. And I literally restarted this game like 10 times. And like I literally wrote down every step I did once I hit there. 'Cause I was like, maybe I'm missing something. So I did all the alternate like turns and caves and stuff. I could still not get past that goddamn door.
So it was a tough puzzle that got
I
you.
think honestly, I think it was a
It was a
glitch.
glitch.
'Cause I've heard other people had the same issue.
Huh.
But yeah, I like it, I and just to get up to this point, I think it's like 4 hours of gameplay. And at the time, I think it was like 15, maybe 13. So for like a 13-year-old that has no patience, that's a lot. So yeah, I hated that game so much.
Actually, on that topic, what's also the hardest game you ever played? Or the no, not the hardest game you ever played. Yeah, the hardest game you ever played. We'll do that. We'll do the other thing I'm thinking of later.
It's not Metal Gear Solid. Shoot, what is it? It's kind of like in the same genre, but it's not Metal Gear Solid. What is it called?
Splinter Cell?
Yes.
The one with the three green
I had
thing?
the one for Nintendo. Yeah, Splinter Cell took the longest for me.
Maybe it's not Splinter Cell, because
Yeah.
that was Xbox
I think it was Splinter Cell.
only.
Let me.
Guy, was it about a spy with like a green thing on his head?
It was Splinter Cell.
Okay, yeah.
So yeah, they did have one for Nintendo.
Oh, they did. Surprising.
I think so.
Okay.
Let me quickly Google that Nintendo. I'm like pretty sure.
Okay. I guess while you're doing that,
They
okay,
did.
yeah.
Actually had a couple. I think they had like
Well,
four.
that's surprising. I thought it was Xbox only. So, why was it so hard?
It was the first stealth game I ever had. Yeah, I'm not used to like walking behind people and then like having to shank them. Yeah, so that one was one of the hardest ones. 'Cause I think I spent like 3 hours trying to snipe a dude. Not consecutively, but yeah. That one was pretty hard.
All right. Then I guess I'll share mine. The game I never finished is technically Just Cause 2. Now, Just Cause 2 is an open world game set in a random a fake South American country. You're an FBI agent or something. You're sent there. And the gimmick is that you can do whatever you want in this island, right? You can do whatever you want, and it's just a big open world. If you want to do missions, do missions. You just screw around. You have an and also one of the funnier things is that you have an unlimited amount of parachutes. Unlimited amount of parachutes. And I didn't finish this game for a few reasons. One, it was too big. Literally way too big. Like I thought Skyrim was big, but this game was huge. But the biggest problem, it wasn't huge because the map was overly huge. It was huge because there was no easy way to get around. It was
Oh, that
yeah, it's
sucks.
basically like a GTA map where you can't get around that easily, 'cause There was a few cars here and there, but the roads are very ill. They're very badly made, and you can't get anywhere real fast. And yeah, so I spent like I would spend like 30 minutes just going from place to place, and that was boring. And the gameplay is kind of sloppy, and
Just killed it for you
yeah,
after
it
a
just
while.
killed it for me. Like that was one of the games where I was like, and I was so looking forward to playing this. Like I bought it for Christmas for myself, and it was like, just can't do it, man. Can't do it. And that, and also Assassin's Creed 3, another game I was looking forward to, but I never finished.
Yeah, Assassin's Creed, yeah, you kind of have to get into that, because it's fun, but it's super big, and you have just a tad bit too much freedom.
Yeah.
Which isn't bad, it's just it's for a specific kind of gamer.
Yeah, but that was the thing. I finished Assassin's Creed 1. But that was likely one of the first games I bought for my PS3. But then Assassin's Creed 3 is a giant jump from the first one because there's three games in between. There's the Assassin's Creed 2 trilogy. So by Assassin's Creed 3, there was like a bunch of new stuff they added to the game besides just killing people in a quiet manner. So there's running and there's not just running and climbing, but there's like new mechanics and there's like you gotta buy new swords and you gotta enlist people and the guards will get alerted at the drop of a hat and there's no place to hide. And it was just like, as much as I really wanted, as much as I was looking forward to it, 'cause this is the only game that takes place in America, I just couldn't do it, man. I just couldn't do it. And I also remembered I'm also not a big stealth guy. And so yeah, like the Metal Gear games are fun because they have such a sort of silly storyline. But this was a game I couldn't finish. I couldn't finish Assassin's Creed 2.
Yeah, Assassin's Creed are fun. I love Assassin's Creed. It's just, again, specific kind of gamer.
Yeah. Again, if they ever make like a jet, like a if they ever make one in Japan, then we'll talk. Get out of Europe.
Okay,
Get out of Europe and then we'll talk.
what was some of the more funner games that you've ever played?
Some of our funner
Like
games.
just pure
Pure
enjoyment.
enjoyment. Oh yeah, well first, also one of the hardest games I ever played, Bayonetta. Cause I do here's a little secret for you nerds. I usually just do easy mode on most of my games. If I can, I will, 'cause I ain't got time to get a challenge. I want to finish a game. I want to have fun. I don't want to challenge myself. I just want to have fun. Bayonetta was one of the few games I played, not even on, just on normal, and it was pretty hard. But it was hard in a challenging way. But that was hard. But one of the funnest, just pure fun games, like just I just like love playing it.
Yeah, like you just remember playing it and you remember just having fun and stuff.
Probably Kingdom Hearts 1 and 2. Those were
I really should play Kingdom Hearts.
just one of the funnest times I had. They were just, 'cause it's just, hacking and slashing through Disney worlds. It's yeah, though I had a blast just playing, and also eventually Fallout 3, I guess, and the Mass Effect games. Just pure like I'm having fun doing this stuff, and I guess some of the Dragon Age games too. Yeah, a lot of RPGs in my list. I guess that's my forte. What about you? What's one of the funnest, some of the funner, just pure fun games?
Pokemon,
Yeah?
ironically. I liked Pokemon. I don't remember which one I had, but let's see, what else did I have? This is like a super old one. This was like one of the first games I got, and I got it for the Game Boy Advance, and it was, what was it called? It wasn't Temple, Pitfall.
Pitfall. The classic Pitfall? Okay.
It was kind of remade for Game Boy Advance, but it was awesome. It was fun. Like, I remember at a certain point, like when I first got it, it took me a couple of weeks to do it. And then after a while, when I passed it, I could literally get past levels without even looking at it. Cause I, like, it was so old. It was back in, like, You know, the original first games for Game Boy Advance, the levels didn't change. Like, it just, like, even the characters, like, it wasn't randomized and everything. You could, like, just time it and count it out. And that's what I did. I literally counted out. So I could literally, like, be watching TV and do, like, left 5 times, jump once, wait a second, jump once, wait a second, jump once, keep on going. That's literally why I love that. Yeah. I love that one. And then Minecraft, which is horrible because that game takes years off your life. It's like the adult version of Sims, but not like porn version.
The adult version of Sims, though, really, though?
It is. It's not.
Isn't Sims
It's.
the adult version of Sims?
I guess you're right. Yeah.
Oh,
Oh, I guess it would be like the more juvenile version of Sims.
not you, more simple version.
Still
Straightforward
fun.
version. Straightforward version is a better name.
It's fun because you challenge slightly more. You still have the freedom to build stuff, but you're also somewhat limited.
Also, oh yeah, I forgot to mention. Also, Super Mario World, the one with the cape. Pure fun. That game, pure fun. Just the funnest, the best Mario game ever made. I'm gonna say it right now. Super Mario World. Best game ever made for Mario. Possibly the best game ever.
I remember playing Mario Sunshine, but unfortunately, I never owned it.
What are the Mario games you've owned? You've played.
I never owned. The only one I ever played was I think what was it, Mario? The one where he had a backpack and it had like something on top of his head and it shot out
That's
paint. I think that was
that
Sunshine.
Sunshine, yeah. All right.
Yeah, that's the only one I ever
All
played.
right, sir.
And the classic one.
The first one? Super Mario Bros.
Yeah.
All right, Serge. I'm not gonna recommend that you get online and get a ROM of Super Nintendo and also and then get the Super Mario World on your computer. I'm not gonna recommend that. I'm just saying you need to play that game. But again, I'm not gonna recommend anything illegal. As you know, we are card-carrying members of the Do What the Law Says Club. Nor will we ever infringe on Nintendo, a possible sponsor. I'm just saying, Super Mario World, one of the best
You
games ever
can't
made.
see it, but he's winking.
Yeah, I'm not doing any of the sorts, sir. But Super Mario World, one of the best games ever made. All time, greatest games, period.
Wait, I did play Super Mario World. A lot of the games I played on Nintendo. I remember I used to play it during class.
Okay, yes, 'cause this was actually on the Game Boy Advance. But
Yeah.
then I take back my
That's.
recommendation for not wait, I don't take it back. You shouldn't do it. Also, hardest games, Link's Awakening. I had to play that with a guide. Yeah, 'cause I couldn't get it. It was too hard. It was too hard for my old man brain.
I can't believe you do, what is it, easy? I do regular at the very
No way,
least.
man. I ain't got time for that.
Oh, dude, you need to, come
No.
on.
If it has the option, I'll go with easy. The only times I haven't done that is with, Mass Effects, RPGs. RPGs I won't do easy, except for Persona 4. And but yeah, that's it. That's it. I'll do the rest of them. I'll do them easy. Hey, man, I ain't got no shame of it.
What is the one game you will admit that you will not admit in public that you played?
That I will not admit in public that I played?
That you wouldn't have admitted before in public that you played. That you're slightly ashamed of playing.
Slightly ashamed of playing. Let's see.
Even for testing purposes.
Well, I'm not embarrassed, but other people could be. I played Lollipop Chainsaw and I loved it. Remember Lollipop Chainsaw?
I know who it is, I've never played it
It's the
before.
one. Because Jessica and Gary. Yeah,
Nigiri,
she does,
Nigiri.
Well, that was one of
Yeah.
her. She was actually hired to do modeling for that
Yeah,
game.
she got
Yeah,
sponsored, yeah.
that's. I'm not ashamed of it. That game was awesome. One of the few Japanese games I have for my PS4, which is a shame. I wish I had more of them. But I'm not ashamed of that. I'm not. Ash yeah, I'm not.
I guess slightly embarrassed would also work.
Slightly embarrassed. Nope. I can't think of one. Huh. I can't think of. Wait. No, well, my sister used to have a Hamtaro game for the Game Boy Advance, and I played that.
I like Hamtaro.
Yeah.
There was nothing wrong with
Yeah.
Hamtaro. He was a peaceful
That
hamster.
game was hard. Not hard, but it was like difficult. Not difficult term, just 'cause it was a bunch of sort of like a puzzle game. But yeah, no, I'm not. Not I can't. I can't really think of a no, not really, man. I like most of my games are straight up front. Yeah, played some Digimon games for the PlayStation had one Digimon fighting game. Oh wait, this one's something that I've never admitted. Wait, I have admitted it. I have. For a long time, I used to buy Yu-Gi-Oh card games on the.
There's nothing wrong with
Yeah,
Yu-Gi-Oh!
because, again, I like the card game. I like the anime for a long time. I like the card game. I don't know how to play it in real life. And the game makes it a lot easier because they just automate all the rules. So like, hey, do you want to activate the trap card now? Because I don't know when to activate it. Yeah, I want to activate it now. Hey, it worked out. Hey, I won the game. Yay. But no, yeah. What about you?
You remember when G4 TV was on and it had I don't know what it was called, but it was a segment where they reviewed classic games.
I just thought of a game, but go on.
Anyways, I was it was back when I had barely gotten a computer. It was like a while ago. And then they were reviewing old school games and stuff. So some of the games they mentioned were you might have heard about Monkey Island.
Yes.
So I got that one. I got a couple other ones. And I didn't know what they were. I just went on their recommendations right off the bat. So I just got them without reading the descriptions. And one of the games that I got was called Leisure Suit Larry.
Oh,
Yeah.
yes.
I wish I would have read that one.
Wait, the 3D game?
No, I got the regular. I got whatever the regular game is. I don't think there was a 3D one that I
Okay,
got.
'cause that's a newer game.
But yeah, I got that game. I. It's like,
Whoa.
whoa, I didn't know they advertised this shit on TV. But yeah.
That's great, actually. I've kind of always wanted to play, Leisure Suit Larry, the 3D one.
I never knew it was a
Yeah,
3D
the 3D
one.
one. It follows Larry's
Adventures?
nephew, his adventures at college.
Huh.
Yeah. Wow. But okay, that actually connects to the game I just thought of. I've actually played DOA, Dead or Alive, the fighting game. N not
Oh
the
yeah.
not the volleyball game, because that's for only for Xbox players. But no, I played DOA 2 for the PS2 and also DOA 5 for the PS4. I got the demo because I wanted to see if the fighting game was any good. And then I stopped playing it because 20 minutes in, that's right, 20 minutes, I couldn't do it anymore. And I'm saying this as a giant anime fan. I just could not do it.
You were
I
insulted
was
by
insulted.
the.
I was like, I am, maybe I'm too old for this. Maybe I'm just too prudish. I don't know. I was like, I just cannot. I just cannot do this.
Yeah, I've been there. The moment where you're like, am I really too old for this shit?
Maybe, am I too mature for this? Have I just gone past looking at girls jiggle and fight each other? I think I've, and I'm, again, I'm saying this as a giant anime fan. And I was like, no, this is my line right here. This is my line. I found it. I deleted the game. However, it's still on my downloads list. It will forever be there.
It's one of those things that
Never goes away.
never,
It's just, it was a free
yeah.
download too. It was the free demo. But yeah, that is, DOA, any DOA fans out there, my condolences to you, good sirs. And you're all sirs. My condolences. You have, let's see.
Did you ever see the movie?
No, but I kind of want to. I heard it's actually pretty good.
It depends on what standard you're using pretty good by.
Can't be fun.
Yeah, sure. I'll go with
All
that.
right, and I think that's good. We hit 90 minutes. So, nerds, normally I say I hate you right now, but if you're a DOA fan who actually does like the fighting mechanics, my hat's off to you, gentle souls. My hat's off to you.
So I think that's time for us to say our
Yes, I just
farewells.
said mine. My very melancholy.
Oh, okay then.
I still feel I'm starting to feel guilty about what I played. I feel slightly. I'm doing some reflecting right now.
See, now you know what I mean by slightly
Yeah,
shameful
there it is.
games.
There it is.
In that case, thanks for tuning in, and remember, when in doubt, take the lazy way out.
All right, I'm still putting the DOA soundtrack at the end of this. So yeah, that's actually that was pretty good. We got a whole 90 minutes of it. Look at that.